The world was created through chesed. Olam chesed yibane. The world was created as a result, as an expression of Hashem's altruistic giving, his desire to give and to give and to give. Because the nature of that which is good is to do good. Then it's sustained by rachamim. And this is the way the Mesillas Yesharim explains. And this is how chesed and rachamim go together. Because the truth is, person does something wrong. No human being is so righteous that they'll always get it right. We make mistakes the whole time. We do our virus. Wide of the mark. And says, I'm still Sisharim. Can you ever fix that up? How can a person violate the Ratzon Hashem, the desire of Hashem, and expect to still have a Zechus Kiyam, a right to live in this world? More than that, you do something wrong, it's there. It exists, whatever negative effects it has, those negative effects remain forever. How can you ever rewrite history? This is where rachamim comes in, Hashem's mercy. Hashem gives us time. Person makes a mistake, does an avira, messes up, slips up. Hashem gives us time. Time to get back on track. Hashem does not wipe us out straight away, zap us with a bolt of lightning. Hashem gives us the opportunity to do teshuvah. The truth is, teshuvah itself is a huge chesed. We have the ability to rewrite history. Was Mesillas Yesharim says, "Sheitichashiv akiras haratzon kakiras amaisa." Uprooting the desire is as if we've uprooted the action. So when a person does teshuvah, and they reframe everything, and they come with a new, enhanced perspective on life. And they come with sincere regret. And they see the world the way it should be seen. History can be rewritten, and it's as if the previous Avera was not there. And that's what Mesillas Yesharim says when a person does tshuva. They recognize what they've done wrong. They call it out, they admit it, they own it. They contemplate their actions. They have regret for that which they have done. I never would have done this had I understood then what I know now. I never would have done it. It's like the uprooting of a nida. I never would have taken on the vow had I known then what I know now. You see things from a totally different perspective. You're misnachem. Nachem is always to see things from another perspective. I have clarity now. I wish I never would have done that which I did. And therefore I'm not going to go back to it. I'm not going to repeat the negative action. I'm going to change my behavior patterns. When I just don't want to go there anymore. This is about this. The Navi says, "V'sara v'necha v'chateischa, chateischa t'chupa." Your sin is removed. Your sin is totally forgiven. This sin is not there anymore. It's totally gone. That's not necessarily logical. That's rachamim. That's rachamim. Were Hashem not to have put this gift of tshuva into the world could not function. We human beings would never be able to survive more than a couple of minutes. Therefore, a world that was created with chesed is indeed sustained.